This is episode 29 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Richard Martini's book, Close Encounters of the Flip Side Kind, How to Phone Home. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from the introduction, which is titled, Who Hasn't Met an Alien? And this is what Richard has written. Recently, I heard Goldie Hawn had an experience in her youth with a UFO and asked her about it. She appeared on an episode of the podcast Time to Walk on Apple Fitness Plus and shared the encounter she had in her 20s. She said she had been working as a dancer in Anaheim when she had this otherworldly encounter. It occurred not long ago after she had been stargazing and musing on alien life. In the interview, she said, I saw all these stars and all I could think of was, how far does this go? How little are we? Are we the only planet in the whole universe that has life on it? Then I said aloud, I know you're out there. I know we're not alone and I would like to meet you one day. Months later, while sleeping in a fellow dancer's car in West Covina, Goldie said she was awoken by a high-pitched sound. It was this high frequency, and I looked out of the window and I saw these two or three triangular-shaped heads. The beings, who Goldie later described as silver with a slash for a mouth and a tiny little nose, were engaged in an animated conversation and even pointed in her direction. Pointing at me in the car as if they were discussing me, she said, like I was a subject, and they were droning. I could not move. I was paralyzed. Afterward, Goldie dismissed the memory as no more than a dream. It wasn't until years later she became aware of others who reported having experiences similar to her own, which made her rethink what she went through. Goldie eventually talked with an astrophysicist at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, who was researching alien encounters. The conversation unlocked memories of Goldie's encounter, some of which she had never before recalled. Suddenly I remembered something. They touched my face, and it felt like the finger of God, she said. It was the most benevolent, loving feeling. This was powerful. It was filled with light. She didn't recall the event until she was speaking with this physicist. Her telling him of the event brought it back to life for her. Note, it's often reported in these recalled events where a person is asked, what did it feel like for you to touch this alien being? They report a feeling of familiarity, feelings of unconditional love, or sometimes a feeling of reconnection. But it wasn't the only encounter Goldie recalled. During a trip to the English village of Avebury, she recalled a dream where she saw six lights coming over mountains across the valley. Then later she and her friend drove to where a crop circle had sprung up and she recognised the same location from her dream. During an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel, her son Wyatt said he'd heard his mum's extraterrestrial tale a few times. He said, My mum probably is a being from outer space. I mean, look at her. She's 77 and looks like she's 26. She has a lot of great stories like that. You can't question them. He said he had his own experience seeing a UFO. It was an unidentified flying object. I didn't see an alien pop out and wave, the actor said. Nothing weird happened. What was great is that I have five people who can corroborate the story. He said during his UFO sighting, the object moved too slowly to be a plane and too quietly to be a helicopter. It made a whirring noise and had five orange lights. He added, and there was no airport within 100 miles of where we were. To which Kimmel quipped, at any point did you hear, say hi to your mum? On the same show, Wyatt's father, Kurt Russell, recalled his experience with a UAP. He was piloting a plane into Phoenix in the 1990s when he and his son observed a UFO. I was flying with Oliver and we were on approach. I saw six lights over the airport in a uniform V-shape. We were half a mile out. Oliver said, Pa, what are those lights? I said, I don't know what they are. He said, are we okay here? I said, yeah, I'm going to call it in. So I reported it. Kurt said he called the tower to inquire if any aerial performances were happening that night, and they responded in the negative. They asked him what he saw and if he wanted to report it to the authorities. Russell said, there's six lights in a row. I can't identify it. It's flying and it's six objects. Kurt said the strangest part of the experience was that he never thought about it until he saw Goldie watching a television show about the famous incident. A moment he likened to Richard Dreyfuss becoming aware of the Devil's Tower in the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I said, wait a minute, that's the night Ollie and I were landing in Phoenix. I remember that. I've got it in my logbook. So I went to my logbook. I didn't mention anything about reporting the UFO, but my flight was logged. On the show, they talked about 20,000 people reporting it, and only one general aviation pilot, and I realised that was me. Uri Geller, the mentalist, said he's had contact since his childhood. He said at some point, John Lennon told him that he had seen aliens. John reportedly told him, I wasn't dreaming and I wasn't tripping. There were these creatures, like people, but not like people, in my apartment, and they were bug-like. Geller says when he was around 5 years old, he saw a sphere of light, maybe 3 meters in diameter, and out of the sphere came a light like a laser beam, and it hit my head. I'm not sure how long later I went home. According to an interview with the BBC in 1974, John Lennon said he wrote in the liner notes of the MP, Walls and Bridges, on the 23rd of August 1974 at 9 p.m. I saw a UFO. He said he saw a thing with lights flashing on and off, hover over a nearby building around 100 feet away. In a video taken by his friend Bob Gruen, John explains in August of 1974, in the YouTube clip he's standing on a balcony on East 52nd Street and points to the building next door. Up there I saw a UFO. It went down the river, turned right at the United Nations, turned left, and then went down the river. It wasn't a helicopter, and it wasn't a balloon. It was so near. Gruen asks off camera, it looks sort of round, white? John circled his hand to indicate an oval shape. It was silent, black or grey, in the middle, and had white lights. Looked like light bulbs, you know, just going off, on, blink, 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 twirls his hand. Around the bottom and on top was a red light. Yoko's assistant at the time, May Pang, confirmed the sighting. She said, it was a circular object shaped like a cone. On top there was a large red light. When it came closer, there was a row of white lights around the entire rim, flashing on and off. Recently in an article for Airmail in October 2023, Gruen said he recalled John telling him that he was waving his arms and yelling, hey, there's a flying saucer, and that May Pang had started taking pictures, which when they developed had no images. The singer Miley Cyrus said in a 2020 interview with Interview magazine that she had been chased by some sort of UFO in San Bernardino, California, and made eye contact with the alien pilot. She said that the alien craft resembled a glowing, flying snowplow. She said, my friend saw it too. There were a couple of other cars on the road and they also stopped to look, so I think what I saw was real. It looked at me and we made eye contact, and I think that's what really shook me, looking into the eyes of something that I couldn't quite wrap my head around. I agree it's a form of narcissism to think that we're the only things that could be in this vast universe. Demi Lovato had an experience of meeting aliens during a meditation. She said, I think that we have to stop calling them aliens, because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. We went out into the street in Joshua Tree, and I basically saw this blue orb that was about 50 feet away, maybe less, and it was kind of like floating above the ground, just like 10 to 15 feet, and it was kind of keeping its distance from me, Lovato reported. Over the past couple of months I have experienced not only peace and serenity like I've never known, but also have witnessed the most incredibly profound sightings, both in the sky as well as feet away from me. Okay, so this week I was reading from Richard Martini's book, Close Encounters of the Flip Side Kind, How to Phone Home. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.